Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast. I am your host, per usual, Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. Bubba McComb, a.k.a. the McDonald Wonder, a.k.a. Hot and Spicy, Hot So Nice, you see? This is episode 12 coming at you. Today we're joined by this beautiful young man with a very, very, very good eye for photography and my portfolio to back it up, dude. My man, Aaron Trujillo.
Hey, hey.
Of Lion Lens Photography.
What's good, Bubba?
Fucking chilling, dude. We just had a good conversation setting up the podcast. I've got some really good coffee in front of me. Got a Modelo in front of me. You got a Corona in your hands. We got some organic tobacco to smoke, dude. It's a good night. Mm. My man, Aaron, has just coming fresh off of Sober October.
Yep, yep.
Dude, tip my hat to you, because I would never do that ever. I mean, I could for sure not have a beer, or like I could for sure not drink.
But for
a
whole month, it's definitely a test.
No,
for sure.
Weed though, there's no fucking way, man. There's literally no way
to be.
I would even agree.
Yeah, to be fair, I did smoke a couple times in the during it.
What, like twice?
No,
in it was like 30 days.
No,
dude?
Well, it was like 5 and 30.
Yeah,
so,
but still admirable as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, but yeah, but it was mainly because one of them was with you.
Yeah,
obviously we were chilling.
Yeah,
and stuff like
I wasn't
that.
Gonna out you, man.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
already know
sure.
I was gonna
no,
do that.
I didn't care. I didn't care. Because like I mean, I felt really good about it, bro. Like
yeah.
The fact that like I was able to just stay away from it and how I was, what originally kind of got me to want to do Sober October is the fact that, like, I felt like the weed and, like, alcohol and stuff kind of felt like a crutch after a while. And,
yeah,
like,
it kind of depended on some
function. Yeah, well, in a sense, like, I didn't deal with situations or problems the way that I should have.
Up
front and, like, really personal kind of stuff. And I felt like if I was, like, feeling some sort of way or if I was like in a mood, like I would just instantly like spark up, smoke weed and like end up going through hell of like I would go through a lot of money
off of
that. Yeah.
No, so. I absolutely relate to that. I mean, I absolutely relate to it. Mm-hmm. Weed just helps with everything, man. And when you can use it as a crutch, yeah, you will.
And
you
it's very easy to use anything that we have around us as a crutch. That if it gets us off the feeling that we're feeling until that one day where you're feeling that how you're feeling, and you may just fucking break. You know what I mean? Like, and then eventually you're smoking more or drinking even more than you usually would because you're trying to get rid of it. I went through like damn near half an ounce in like almost 2 days just because I was feeling some type of way.
Dude, I'm not trying to do anything to one-up you by any means, but I've had a pretty stressful couple months. Good stress, but stressful nonetheless. I went and picked up an ounce on... When did I get back from vacation? Dude, I picked up an ounce on Tuesday morning, and I had to go pick up again today. Today is Sunday.
Right. Saturday.
Today's Saturday. Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah, man. Man, it's got you.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm in a little different situation. Like,
how much did you say you get?
I got an ounce on Tuesday.
Oh, my God. See, like...
But I've been loving my life, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. No, I get it. Like, literally, those 2 days were, like, the best days ever. Because, because I didn't have to do shit for the next 2 days. So I was just like, all right, well, I'm just going to spark up over and over and over again.
Dude, exactly.
And I already had, like, I pretty much rolled blunts beforehand. And I just started smoking and smoking and smoking them. And, like, it just, afterwards... I felt stupid because I was like, I spent how much money on a half ounce? Like,
it's gone now.
Just for it to be gone.
Yeah,
like,
man.
If I've bought in half ounces before and I've stretched them for like 2 months. Because,
oh, my God.
Because it was just like, I have a steamroller that has this tiny bowl in it. And
steam
I would
rollers
just,
will fucking
oh, dude,
wreck you every time.
So clutch. So clutch. Mm-hmm. So, and shout out to Bree Silva for hooking it up because she gave me this thing when we were first roommates like way back in the day.
Yeah, shout out to Bree.
Yeah, shout out to Bree. Yeah, she gave it to me, and like this thing is clutch, bro. Like I can live off of smoking like two bowls a day, like just one in the morning, one at night, or if I'm like when I was on my binge, I would just fucking go in and just smoke bowl after bowl after bowl, if not roll up.
I'm just a dude, that's a problem. I do like social media stuff for a dispensary, so I do have a little bit of a leniency when it comes to like the cost of how much I smoke. But, dude, I don't want to smoke
any other way other than a blunt, dude. Mm. I had to smoke my pipe today because I didn't have enough to roll up, and that's the only reason.
And you were like, oh,
I don't roll joints. I don't smoke bongs.
Is it just the nicotine inside of it, or is it just the taste of it? It's everything about it, dude.
I love everything about blunt. I love splitting it and making, like, looking for the perfect place to split it without no veins or nothing. You split it perfectly. It doesn't flake on you. You got a really nice hydrated wrap, and it already gets me excited, bro. Right? And then, like, you feel your tree, and it's like, how sticky is it? If it's dry enough to break it up by hand, you got to be careful so it doesn't get powder up. Like, there's so much thought that goes into, like, rolling a blunt, if you want to roll a good blunt, right? Right. I mean, I have YouTube videos on how to roll a backwoods, on how to roll, like, a blunt and stuff. Like, I love it, bro. And then when you're rolling it, it's like, how straight can I get this fucking seal? Like, how perfectly even can I distribute all of this and
the blunt cutter.
The blunt splitter.
I've never seen anybody use that in my life. Like, because I want
it to be nice, man.
Yeah.
It's not a, I'm not smoking swishers out here, dude, where you can just fuck up and be okay. Like, a natural leaf. I love it. You came through with the hemp wraps. Respect as fuck, dude.
Shout out to High Hemp.
But, and then when you're smoking a blunt, it feels so social. It feels so like passing the blunt to someone. It's so low maintenance. You don't got to refill a bowl. You don't got to ash a bowl. You don't got to fucking keep relighting a joint. It's just you. It's you're good for 28 minutes almost. I've almost got it down to a science, bro. All
right.
And
that's when you're like solo smoking.
Yeah. Okay. And I love it, man. And there's no nicotine. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a little bit of nicotine in the wrap left over, you know, because it's packed so tightly with the tobacco.
But they don't have the same chemicals or anything like that.
No, the chemicals are in the tobacco.
Yeah.
But there's probably still traces of everything you get in a cigarette and a blunt, to be completely honest.
Well, yeah.
Because of, again, how tightly it's packed.
Yeah.
It's probably some, you know, I'm probably mildly addicted to tobacco, but it's not like, that's not the driving force of me smoking a blunt.
Have you ever thought about getting, like, the actual tobacco leaf and rolling that?
See, I bought the ones that come in a big ass leaf.
Yeah, you just unroll it and you, like, split them up and roll yourself.
Those are pretty nice, man. There was a smoke shop I used to go to when I lived in Avondale that they had those, and they just had such crazy deals on wraps and, like, in bulk. I would buy a box of Garcia Vega Game, and it depends. It's sometimes 20, sometimes 24 packs for like $10. And there's some crazy ass Armenian dudes, man. A few people that listen to this podcast know exactly who I'm talking about, dude. Crazy ass Armenian dudes running the smoke shop on 107th and Indian School. Out of their fucking minds.
You just boomed their business just now.
Dude, nah. I got like 60 average listeners a week, but maybe they'll go back. But yeah, the Jamaican imported tobacco leaf, the giant one you just roll out, you pretty much cut whatever you want. Yeah. How fat do you want to roll it? But then again, that's a problem.
Because it's a bunch more work that you have to do instead of just surgically splitting it?
Nope. It has nothing to do with the amount of work. I mean, yeah, sometimes, but dude, I'll roll. Dude, the other day I put two Dutch Masters together. Not length-wise either.
Mm-hmm.
Width-wise.
Right.
And rolled 4.5 gram blunt because I could. And rent was paid. You know how irresponsible that is? Like, that's why I can't have that.
I get it.
I can't have that. I cannot have something that I can just cut into however fucking fat of a blunt I want to smoke, dude, because my tolerance is so goddamn high right now that we're about to start smoking, and by the end of this podcast, I'll feel fine.
Hmm.
Like, I smoked one before you got here. Did you even...
No, I mean, I figure.
Figure a little bit, right? But, like, do I seem...
Bubba, you're high 24-7. Like, I can't...
Not 24-7. Okay, well... But...
20.
Yeah, when I get home, we get it cracking.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm telling you, man.
Speaking of cracking, can I crack this open?
Oh, my God. Yeah, hold on. Let me grace this moment real quick.
All right.
So, again, Aaron Trujillo of Lion Lens, my man, went 30-plus days. No alcohol. I ain't nothing, this motherfucker, dude. He smoked a little bit of weed. It doesn't matter. That's God put that shit on earth. If you're listening to this and you're religious, you can't even be mad at that. But he's about to crack this Corona Extra, and I'm about to crack this Modelo because it's fucking time to celebrate this man's feet. Ooh.
I had to put that up to the mic. Ooh. That's just such a good sound.
It sounded great.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers.
I'm glad you're on. Fucking happy to have you, dude. Go ahead and start enjoying those sips in silence, dude. I'm going to go ahead and shout out Kova Coffee because you already know this podcast stays powered by Kova Coffee. And if you want to fucking argue with me about how good this coffee is, come see me, DM me. I'll meet you outside, dude, with a cup of this coffee. And if you don't like it, we could fight right fucking then and there, bro. If you don't like coffee, you want to come try me, then we're going to fight anyways. But if you're a coffee lover, come to my house, get a cup of this coffee. And if you don't love it, we will fight. And I'll let you hit me first. Because I'm telling you right now, man, we're drinking this Los Nacientes again, man. I cannot get away from my man, Juan Sabor. Like, this guy is a fucking G. He's growing some really good coffee. And I just ordered some more coffee off KovaCoffee.com. They restocked their instant coffee. I fucking messaged them about it. I was like, yo, is this worth the hype? And of course, these people have nothing but faith in their product. They're like, absolutely. Perfect for camping, perfect for on the go. If you're tired of office coffee and shit, every office has like a hot water machine, right? That you have to make the coffee with mm-hmm. anyways.
Yep.
Get a cup of that shit, pour it in there. I was like, you're opening my third eye pretty wide right now. So I got some of the instant coffee. I forget which type I got, which flavor or which bean I got, but you know, I'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. But of course, as always, 15% off your first order with Hella Tired code at checkout, and it's the only place on the motherfucking internet you can get that steep of a discount, my dude. Bruh, bruh. This is single origin, fucking single farm, single family motherfucking coffee, dude. So much care and love is put in this coffee, dude. I don't get paid to say this. I don't have a script in front of me. They send me the coffee. I drink it, and I get fucking excited, and this is what comes out of me. I'm passionate about good product, and I'm fucking batting 1,000 right now. 1,000 for this coffee. Shout out Kova Coffee. I love you guys.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Why you gotta lie so much? He was on Hot Ones, dude. Did you see that episode?
Anderson .Paak?
Yeah. I fucking love that guy, dude, man.
He's great.
I'd like, kiss him on the lips, dude.
I mean, yo, I wouldn't blame you, bro.
I mean, just to do it. I mean, I wouldn't even like get anything out of it sexually, but I would do it just because, like, dude, thank you. Do you want a kiss? And if he wanted one, I'd give him one.
Hey, pause. But I totally. I mean, yo, I wouldn't blame you, bro. Like, he's just, he's a cool dude, man. Like, he's a really, like, genuine person. He like, always, like, has the energy to him. I'm sure he has his bad days, but, like, that man reminds me of Eddie Wells. Just has, like, the energy and strive to make everyone smile and, like, still, like, be on some positive shit.
I wouldn't
like,
kiss Eddie Wells on the mouth. He's not as attractive as Anderson .Paak. Eddie Wells, you kill it, and you have a million-dollar smile. For sure, but I don't want to kiss you on the lips, man.
Yeah, man, when those bumbo locks, it makes
you know what? It might knock me out,
you
bro.
You might have one of those things fucking swing at your head.
Right, just, I might go.
What did you do?
I might go in for the soft kiss. He might flip a dread and just knock me the fuck out, bro.
No, I won't even have to flip a dread, bro. That thing is the arm. It'll just reach around right. and just suck
it's
you in
the
mouth.
It's got its own fucking conscious and shit.
Yeah.
No, Eddie Wells, man. What a fucking G, dude.
That's my homie, man.
Yo, the past few days, I don't know why things have been going so well for me, like mentally in my own little creative world, like things are just like going well. And so when things are going well, I know it's kind of opposite for a lot of people not necessarily. When things are going bad, it's hard to appreciate shit.
Like right.
When you're not progressing the way you want to progress, it's hard to focus on other people's accomplishments, mm-hmm. like especially if your mind's not right. And I'm still fucking getting my shit on the right track, right?
Right.
But these past few days, man, it felt so good, and it has allowed me to just like take a step back real quick from like my own tunnel vision for progression, and I just started listening to a whole bunch of like local artists. A couple of my homies' bands released albums I haven't even pushed play on yet. Mm. And I was feeling really bad, and so this past few days, dude, I've just been diving in to everything Arizona, whether it's like fucking art museums, little art exhibits I didn't know that existed, or like music and stuff. Like, I'm back on my shit, dude. Like, this is who like I was a couple years ago. Right. I just lost touch with this like right. person, but I don't know how long this is gonna last. But dude, today I was fucking listening to Salty Brazzi shit. Literally everybody in Trumanati, fucking Black Uchiha is a banger, dude. That's on repeat.
For sure.
The whole EP is sick as fuck, but that song, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I actually haven't even listened to the whole EP yet. I've literally only listened to Black Uchiha, so I'm fucking up. I need to get on that for
sure. It's really, really good. Dude, it's fucking ID and Skirt is Blow, dude.
Skirt is Blow.
Like, hey, you know it's going to be good. And W is Mr. UU. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
My
Mr.
bad.
UU. Get it right. Get it right, son.
My bad, bro.
He made the post for a reason. Yeah,
I know. I think the post is like the last thing I really, really focused on. I was like, damn, that fool was pissed. And maybe that's the last thing.
I'm sure
thing
he's
that
gotten
time.
That so much with like people like, yeah, I'm sure. Well,
then he used to go old. By Mr. W, right? But it's a UU. I think that's how it came about. But then he like separated it. It's not Mr. W anymore. It's Mr. UU.
I'm not too sure, but it would make sense why he went by W.
Yeah.
Double U instead of the letter.
It's like play on words.
I mean, yeah. I thought it was clever to say W, but then he started getting pissed about it. So I was like, all right, well, whatever.
Hey, whatever you want. It's his artistry,
man. Yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
I'll call you whatever. I'll call you Leon.
It's the same thing if like someone was trying to spell the S with a dollar sign and you don't respect it and not put the dollar sign.
Right.
Like, bruh. Like,
you're not going to. Find him on Spotify,
I put the dollar sign for a reason.
It's my trademark, bitch.
Right.
But, so many fucking talented people. Man, Guyver has been simmering for a long time. He's ready to fucking pop.
I'm excited to see how... I'm going to be photographing the AZ Hip Hop Festival. Yeah. I'm honestly excited to see how people do. Like, I've only seen Guyver, I think, once or twice rap.
Okay.
And I won't lie, I didn't really pay attention to his rapping. Because I didn't know him. And I didn't really, in the moment, I wasn't really paying attention to what he was doing. I was paying attention to the people that I wanted to photograph for it.
Right.
Which sounds cold, but it's just how I operate sometimes.
You're not there to, like... 100% enjoy the music. You're there for you want to take pictures. Yeah. You want to make sure you network. You want to make sure you're doing the shit.
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah,
I love to be out at parties and stuff like that. But even when I'm out at a party and I don't have my camera on me, like I'm working.
Yeah.
So like it's just constant and it helps out a lot and it's just a lot of work. So I'm excited to see you rap, bro. So when I see you there, I'll see you there for sure.
I'm gonna tell you something 100% though. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm gonna confidently say 95% of people who hear Guyver perform for the first time are very pleasantly surprised.
Oh yeah, the fool can
he
rap.
He kills it, dog.
He like can do it in such.
It's weird.
In a breath. Like, in a breath, he'll just fucking spit, like, so many rhymes, and it's crazy. Like,
it is weird, man. And you look at him, you're like, what the fuck?
That fool definitely sits in front of a mirror and practices, like trying to, like, get his breath, and, like, he'll...
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I lived with him for a year. We were roommates fucking 20 feet away from each other. Small-ass Section 8 apartment in Tolleson, fucking just acting a fool in these little apartments, right? And I'm going to vouch for this dude. Like, no one ever better not question his fucking work ethic as far as writing is concerned. Like, everybody has their pitfalls and progression and whatever. But this dude would be up to an annoying point, dude.
Yeah.
Every fucking morning, he'd wake up and just sit on the toilet freestyling for like 5-10 minutes while he's taking a shit in the morning. And then, or he would listen to a song that already has lyrics in it, but like he likes the beat, so he just freestyle over the song while he's taking a shit.
I just imagine Guyver just rapping about taking a shit.
And like, you can just always hear him go like, someone on the phone, but that's coming. I'm like, dude, your fucking brain is always rapping.
Dude, I lived with some of the Trumanati members.
Shout him out, dude. Let him know.
I lived with Larry Lynn. Shout out to Larry Lynn, manager. He be running shit. Literally, like, let me just say this before I continue. Larry Lynn is probably like one of the most respectable people in the game right now, because that fool, like, he's a workhorse. Like, he can make shit happen, and he can make shit happen his own way. Mm-hmm. And he's very smart. Like, he's a very smart man, and he knows, like, exactly what he wants and what he needs to do to get it. So shout out to Larry Lynn. Love you, bro.
Yeah, me and him have, like, very lightly been, kind of, like, just lightly interacting on Facebook and shit. And he's really active. Like I creep everybody's Facebook that like, I'm just like, oh yeah, I've heard this name. Oh, this guy, like whatever. He's has the same friends as me. Like, let's just see what he's about.
Yeah. He definitely he's working in the shadows for sure. When I lived with this man, he was never not on his laptop.
That's man. See,
and when he was on his laptop, like he was going in and like, he'll be on Facebook and shit like that. Like who isn't, but he works. So it's
gonna pay off, man.
And then Lamar Christian was in there, and then Eddie Wells was in there. But Eddie Wells, let me tell you about Eddie Wells. This man would be staying up till the next day and was still writing his bars. Like I would see him like sometimes like waking up and I'd be like,
looking all manic and shit, huh? Dude, like, I gotta finish this.
I'm like,
shit.
Yo, man, what's up? He's like, oh, nothing, man. Just, you know, waking up from a little nap. I was just up since like fucking 6 a.m., 7 a.m. I'm like, the sun is up. The fuck are you still doing up?
But look at him, though, man.
No, dude, like,
I go see him perform, like that. Everything makes sense.
I've known Wells since I was still in college. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I met, okay, so like, yeah, let me tell the origin story. Yeah, let me tell this story. So, like, I went into the Art Institute of Phoenix. Fuck that school, by the way. I went to that school and for digital photography. I had one of my homegirls, Lolly. Shout out to Lolly. Cool name. Yeah, she's so cool. She's so cool. It's like she's out over in the Bay right now. So like
doing her thing in the Yay area.
Nah, I'm not too sure exactly where she's from out in the Bay, but she's definitely out. Like she's definitely out there. But she was down here for graphic design work.
Okay.
So I did a portrait session with her. And what I did was I basically took like, you know, like you ever seen film strips and like how they have that little, okay. So like they have test prints that they do where they make like the whole film strip and they have like a bunch of different pictures that are all that you can see individual ones and stuff like that.
It mimics it.
Kind of, but like you basically like go over it with a magnifying glass to look at individual images when you would do it in the dark room. So I recreated that as a single portrait within all her different portraits. So like, let's say it was basically like a composite of, I want to say 30 or 40 images. Thank you. 30 or 40 images put into one image.
Okay.
Or blended to make one image.
Okay.
When we did this photo shoot, it was the first time that I'd seen Eddie Wells.
And what year was this, do you think? Or can you pinpoint it?
Damn. I want to say it was...
Smoking some organic tobacco. Some organic green tobacco.
So organic. I want to say it was... Damn, what the fuck was it?
Not even a quarter way through this corona. This boy is forgetting when he went to college and shit, dude. Let's get it, Aaron.
I want to say it was either 2013 or 2014.
So give or take like 5 years or so?
Okay. Somewhere around there.
Okay.
My memory is shit, so sorry.
It's all good, man.
But we were both in the studio, in our studio space that we had downstairs. Our girl Jessica was photographing Will, and I was photographing Lolly. I started playing Joey Badass. When was 1999 out?
I was living with my ex-girlfriend in the apartment at that time. So that's like 6 years ago, okay, dude.
So it was probably six years ago then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So maybe it was seven. But anyway, so I'm listening to Joey Badass and Will's just like, oh shit, like, you know, like doing Will
Hell
shit.
Yeah.
Like he's just hype about it. He's like, oh dude, like this song is fire, blah 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 blah.
Right.
We ended up going to his car when he had his older car and we were RIP to that car.
A hoopty.
Yeah. It wasn't a hoopty, but I don't even want to say it. It'd be better if he told the story.
Okay.
But we were smoking in his car with Lolly, and I ended up literally hanging out with him every day after that, pretty much. Like, it was not every day, but like it was pretty much felt like every day.
Yeah.
We'd go to his apartment, and he didn't have like that much inside of his apartment besides like an Xbox that we downloaded like some shitty games on, and we started fucking each other up, like having fun, just literally fighting each other. Like,
oh, it takes a little bit of video games. Shit,
smoking. And that was like back then when I was actually like really freestyling a lot too. Mm-hmm. So I'd be freestyling with him, with my homies. Like he'd be hanging out with my homies back in high school. Shout out to Joe and Matt, but and Jason.
Joe, Matt, Jason?
Yep.
Sounds like a fucking NSYNC song.
Those are the homies. I love those fools. But, yeah, so, like, just hung out all the time, and he just worked on his music stuff all the time. Fucking and I think it got to the point where I was photographing some of his shows.
Get it together, Aaron.
I photographed some of his shows, and then I photographed, I did portraits of him.
Okay.
And these portraits that I did, I set up in his apartment, and I'm talking, like, my lights in his, like, living room space, just, like, it was really tight space. So, yeah. Like, I did a lot with the tight space that I had. And it was, like, the first, this is, like, the few times that I was using my strobe set that I had at that time. So, as I'm working with him, I ended up doing more and more stuff with Truminati later on down the line, going on tour with them, stuff like that, and really working around the music game a little bit more.
Right.
Because before that, I was doing stuff with Adam Raimi, which I'm pretty sure you know him.
I met him, I think, when we went to see Polyphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good man. Yeah.
He seems like a really nice guy, man.
I've known since high school.
Yeah. He's been known a long time, too.
I've known him. You know what's crazy is that this music shit has really taken me to the point of, like, I know almost everybody that's inside of this state, I know people from Glendale. I know people from South, a little more of Peoria.
Right.
I know a lot of people from Phoenix, South Phoenix, like over in Scottsdale and North Phoenix. And it's just all touched around. Like East Scott, I know East Scott in college too.
Such a cool ass guy, man.
That fool was at a party at the Hilton that ended up getting shut down. And I remember he was fucking, yo, you want a freestyle, dog? And I was like, who the hell is this kid? Right. Like,
yeah, I think I met East Scott.
That man's been rapping, son.
Like, at one of the fucking full moons, dude. And he asked me what my kendama was. But I love it. That's why I have it on me, dude. I love when people ask. And like, he was faded, but he was watching me play kendama. I was like, what the fuck, man? And he tried it, and he kept trying, and he got it. And it was just so fucking hype, dude. I was like, what's your name, man? He's like, it's my E-Scott. I was like, all right, man, cool. I was like, all right, man, cool. Like, yeah, I'm Bubba, dude. Like, nice to meet you. And he was just, like, fucking cool as shit, man. And, like, I'd see him, like, you know, every guild show or every fucking, full moon. Just give him a quick head nod. He's a really, really cool dude, man. And I'm very... See, I frustrate myself because, like, I know just like you, like, me and you are very easy to get along with. Like, I'm pretty heavily opinionated about some things. Like, I do think that you probably have a more of a level head than I do, but it doesn't make me any less easy to get along with. But, like, I don't know what it is, man. I can't even say it's anxiety. I just don't want to, like, go hang out. I want it to be here. I want it to be here or going from here or like, I don't know what the fuck. I've always been like that, man. Like,
well, it seems, are you introverted at all? Do you feel like have to be by your lonesome?
I'm an ambivert. So
what's that?
It's a legitimate direct split. So it goes by my situation, dude. Like if I'm in a place where I don't know anybody, I'm fucking out of there. I'm not staying, no matter what the fuck is going on. If I can't like connect with someone, I'm not introducing myself to somebody new. I'll never, hardly ever do that, dude. Unless I'm just really high and in a really good mood, honestly. And in that case, I'm a fucking introvert. I'll come home. I'll be so happy when I'm home. So happy I'm away from everybody. But if I was in that same situation and someone came up to me and was like, what's up, man? You know, I'm Aaron. Like, who are you here to see tonight? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm here to see whatever. And they, oh cool, dude. Like, oh, you play kendama? And I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah. And then I'm staying. And then we connect, and then me and you were hanging out, talking and shit all night. I was a complete stranger, and I'm fucking totally fine. But I can't be the person to like initiate that or to save myself from that feeling. And like, I wish I could just be like hitting up everybody like, yo, dude, I'm gonna come over and kick it today. No, I want to be here with Bishop. I don't want to leave my dog alone for any more than I have to. I like to be in my house. I like to have my stuff. That's just how it goes. And like, I'm sure that, you know, everybody would have a lot more friends if they didn't feel like that. But I just, it's so hard for me. Or I don't even think about being like, hey, dude, like, I don't even know where you live, dude. I have no idea where you live. I don't even know what city you live in. Because I've never been like, yo, Aaron, I want to come over and kick it today. I haven't done that to any of my friends, dude. Guyver lives down the street from me, and I've been there like 4 times, and we've lived here for like almost a year. I just love being here, bro. Or like, I love being in a public space where everybody has agreed to be. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I hate that I'm like that, but like, again, just this is circling back. This is all gonna make sense. But like, E. Scott, like, sounds, he feels and like, looks, talks like someone I want to hang out with way more often, but I'm not gonna be like, hey, dude, what are you doing today? I want to come over and kick it. Nope. That'll never happen because I don't know, dude. It makes me fucking my chest tight right now. Just like making that, like, leaving here to go hang out somewhere in like their house or in their space. I don't like that shit, dude. Mm-hmm. So weird. I wish I wasn't like that, man. Absolutely nothing to do with the person at all. I don't even like going to my mom's house for too long. Seriously. It's just like, my sister's house? Nope. Hate being there. Her dogs are wild as fuck. There's not enough pictures on the wall. It doesn't feel cozy. I don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be here 100 times out of 100 times, dude.
I see.
But maybe I won't be like this forever. But I'd have a lot more fun, I think, if I wasn't like that.
Sure.
I'd know a lot. I'd have a lot more closer relationships, but I think that's why this podcast is such a fucking, like, take it for what it's worth, a blessing, you know, no matter what you believe in, the fucking connotation, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because, oh, you want to do the podcast? Come over. Oh, you want to hang out and talk and smoke and have some Modelo and Corona, dude? Come over, dude. I have a podcast room.
Damn, you set the trap.
Dude, I set myself up for success for myself.
But you set the trap for me. I'm like, oh, damn, you got me.
But you're not like that, though. Like, you love to be on the move. Like, you love to be places, and that's great. There's nothing against that at all. I wish I was more like that, but I'm not. And I'm not going to, like, force it, because if I force it, I don't like to force change if it doesn't need to change. Like, my life isn't shitty because of it. Mm. You're over here. I have plenty of fun with people who come over, and we go meet at a bar or a show or whatever. I'll do that. But, man, sitting on someone else's couch in their house with, like, dirty-ass carpet or, like, a fucking dog that just won't shut the fuck up or something. Just these little social cues just fuck with me hard. Mm. They really do, dog. Yeah. And I'm no one to talk to. This fucking place is never spotless. There's always a little bit of hair somewhere in this fucking house, dude.
Yeah.
There's always a little bit of trash laying around.
It's nice when shit is clean.
Yeah.
I feel like it.
Yeah. And I've cleaned and it feels great and stuff. But like, there's probably stuff about this house that people don't like to be over here for too. And I wouldn't be mad at them. It's like, yeah, dude, I don't like the vibe. I'm like, oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I go to Starbucks next or something. I don't know what to tell you. Later, dude. You want to hang out in the fucking courtyard? Like,
yeah, I mean, there's some...
I'm just myself, dude, and it's been this way for a while. I don't care anymore. Like, it's not that I don't care and I'm like an asshole, but if I said what I just said and you don't understand and you're like, nah, man, it's still fuck you. Yeah, okay, then fuck you. Like, I don't need anybody to approve the way I feel about situations. Like, if there's a opportunity to change, I'll change. You can't force change, man. I mean, there's like habitual changes you can force, but that's not a habit. I don't want making myself feel anxious as fuck and doing things I don't want to do a habit. That's how people fucking hate their lives and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd ever get used to it. I don't know, man. It's just the way it is, bro. I'm not sorry. But I'm a pretty good host, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I make it worth it.
Yeah.
I've always got something to drink. Got a cool dog.
Yeah.
I've always got weed. It's not so bad being over here.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. But anyway, we got way off track.
No. I think...
I went on a rant.
No, I think it's good to step out of your boundaries.
Yeah.
And I try to do it a lot, and sometimes I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's not worth it because you end up getting in places where you don't want to be. Sometimes because
awkward situations.
After like trying to like either like advance to something or like
it is weird. Yeah. And you know,
because like I've definitely gone into places thinking I was gonna do something with somebody that wanted to actually work, and it
ended up being a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, don't get me wrong. It's not like I never do that. Mm-hmm. I do go to someone's house every once in a while. Like, again, if it's like the general consensus, like that's where everyone's going to meet, then okay. Like, I'll meet you there, dude. Cool. But like the intimacy of one person or two people hanging out with you or hanging out at someone else's house and like something being off, like a fucking roommate doing dishes for 45 minutes while you guys are trying to watch a movie. Dude, that would... I'm sweating right now. Those little things, man. Like, it really drives me fucking crazy, dog. Like, and I wasn't always this bad, but it really does. Like, for real, man. If I walked into someone's... That's gone. If I walked into someone's house and it smelled like feet, I'm leaving. I'm fucking gone.
Dude, yeah.
Like, see ya. Yeah. Didn't take care of this problem before I got here.
I think after certain situations, I would say the same thing.
But
I can't trust nobody that really does not clean after their whole house. There's some people that I've known that don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, dude.
Bruh.
This place gets messy, but dude, there is a limit.
Yeah.
That it gets reached, and my limit is not... is not disgusting. Like, right. How you see it right now, I just got back from vacation, and I fucking kicked it for 4 days, didn't do shit, wanted to soak it all in, and now I'm on my work week. I'm going to clean it, but it's not that bad. This is the limit that you're seeing right here.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, their limit is fucked up.
I've seen some shit since high school, bro.
Oh.
I can't say who, but I've definitely seen
something.
You
don't even gotta. Everybody knows someone like you're talking about, bro.
No, I don't think you do.
A legitimate TV-style hoarder?
Not a hoarder.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
People letting their dog shit in the house all over the place.
Okay, well, there was shit.
Not sure. You don't even have a doggy door. Just running around and shitting all over the place, and eventually it gets so bad someone has to pick it up. Like, dude, fucking kill yourself.
Wait, you were at somebody's house that was like that the one time?
Yes, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild. Damn.
Yeah, and the hoarder house too. And on top of that, when I worked on the ambulance for like a couple years.
Oh, that's right, because you were... I keep forgetting.
No, those two incidents were completely unrelated to the ambulance. Those were people I knew.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but on the ambulance, bro, I'm not going to drop any names. I can talk about this all day. This is the grossest shit. Dude, literally, like, it's fucking grossing now just thinking about it, right? we have a call, like chest pain or some shit, okay? We don't know what the fuck is ever going on until we get there. We get there, we open this motherfucking door, and there's this giant woman, dude, like my 600-pound life type shit, like just a fucking blob of a person on this huge recliner, okay? And dude, the fucking show hoarders just watch a trailer of that, and that's exactly what this fucking house is like. Like little tiny alleys rather than hallways because of just fucking papers and boxes of bullshit just stacked to the ceilings, right? This woman lived with her son. Her son was like 19, dude. I felt so fucking bad for this kid. Dude, he came out, right? Was talking to us. And we had to try to figure a way how to get her off her fucking chair, dude, because she doesn't move.
Right.
Dude, she has a recliner with two levers, all right? One to recline with, and the other, the bottom of her recliner opens up like a fucking trap door for shit and piss. And she would just shit and piss into this fucking, like, bucket thing. And it would fill up, and her son would fucking take it out, clean the bucket, so her house just smelled like shit. Just straight fucking feces, dude. And that was the most disgusting thing I've ever fucking, like, been a part of. And so she was so big that we had to order, like, a special gurney, man. A special, like, you know what a gurney is.
Yeah.
And we didn't have one. So another unit had to come bring one. And in that time, we got a call that was like a serious call, like a, one that we really had to go and we had to leave. Bro, me and my partner literally high-fived each other on the way out of that fucking house, dude. I was so grateful that we didn't have to fucking help her. And I know that sounds so mean, dude, but oh my God, I am so happy I did not have to help her, bro.
Damn, dude.
So something like that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, bro. That is, you couldn't even believe that people live like that, man. Like, in for real, in real life.
Okay, so I'll just say mine, because...
Yeah, no names, but no names, just, I want no full names. Details. I'm going to light this other cigarette.
All right, so...
This you're getting sick, too. I heard the swallow, bro.
This man's whole family, right? They lived at this house.
As a white guy, you need to specify, dude. That was a white woman I was talking about. All right, that says enough.
I don't think he's white. I'm pretty sure he's like... I don't know what they are. I think they're Italian.
Yeah, because I'd say I've truly, honestly never seen or heard of a black hoarder.
I don't think I've really asked. Maybe they are white.
I feel like black people...
I don't recall. But
I feel
anyway.
Like black people have so much more common sense than white people on a general basis.
Yeah, like, it's definitely a mix.
Like, you know, like, there's jokes about, like, white people being the only fucking people dumb enough to go, like, swimming with sharks and, like, all XYZ. It's just like, yeah, dude, we are, there's some pocket of white people that are genetically fucked up with the whole common sense thing and the whole, like, rationale between, like, weighing death versus experience. You know what I mean? I just feel like there's like I've never heard or seen a black hoarder, like an African American hoarder, even like Mexican dudes or people. Like, nah, man, they can have like fucking 8 people living at their house and they still keep that shit clean because they just have that fucking common. We can't let this shit get like this. But fuck, all of my experiences with gross rooms of girls, of guys, and hoarders, all white. All white people, bro. Just fucking lazy. I mean, I'm one of them, but I would never let it get as bad as the majority of people I've seen. Like, yeah. But anyways.
Yeah.
Go on.
Definitely.
So an Italian hoarder, a rare, a unicorn, if you would.
They're a mix of something. Okay. I can't recall. But I think they had a couple different dogs, some cats, birds, and I can't remember if it was something else.
Jeez, like how many though total? You think
but
of all
this
of
house
them?
Sometimes would get pretty bad. Like it was like the cat litter would just be overfilled. Like
no.
Like it was kind of like ridiculous, but like it's nothing on that level. Like it was just like it smelled like animals all the time, and I was just like, oh shit! But it'd be like there was like one dog dude that was like. It was old. It was a very, very old dog, but it was just always around. And I was just like, you know, I pet it.
Right.
I was like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? They had, like, cats that were, like, really cool that you can, like, play with and stuff like that. But, you know, I was never really around the house too much. But the times that I've been, there was one time I think it was like, damn. I was like, what the fuck?
Right. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
My mom and dad were not about that shit. They're like, no, this shit needs to be spotless. Like, they'll freak out if there's a little layer of like, oh, there's dust on this floor.
Oh yeah,
get them.
My parents aren't like that, but like they definitely get fucking very bothered when the house is like messy. Mm-hmm. They don't never let it get dirty, but like sometimes it gets messy, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever. But it was never. I was never embarrassed for anybody to, like, walk in my house. Like, sometimes my mom would just, like, pile up mail on the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just pile up and pile and pile up. I'm like, how the fuck has this become the place for the mail?
Right.
Like, where we eat and shit all the time. We'd have to, like, move mail around on the table.
Yeah.
That was weird. Like, the only aspect of messiness that ever, like...
Bro, living with, like, people with... living with people that, like, had blunt wraps just everywhere. Like the guts of blunts just chilling
on the tables
on
and
the
shit.
Tables
oh
and
my
shit.
God, I know what you're talking about,
dude. That's like the
she
biggest
gives me anxiety.
Look, bro, yeah. I don't mind if there's like a little stain on the floor.
Yeah, nothing
crazy. Like if I have to clean up some shit because the cats ended up being assholes one day and they're just like, oh well, I'm just not gonna shit outside. I'm gonna shit outside of my litter box.
A singular incident.
Just cause.
Yeah.
No, bro. This. My cats are assholes sometimes. They'll do my
really,
my boy.
Really spiteful, huh?
Nah, my boy does that often. And I think it's because like I'm not at the house a lot to like play with them.
Yeah,
as
I
much
know.
As
it's
I
called just being spiteful. It's like, oh, you're not gonna kick it with me, little motherfucker.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, I got you.
I try to, bro.
Cats are little dicks, dude.
These cats especially love attention.
Yeah.
They're Bengals.
But then when they don't get attention, they like they sass you, bro.
Yeah.
They're smart creatures, man, but they're like I feel like they're the only animals, like, oh, I mean, house animals that feel true resentment. Birds definitely understand, like, who they like and who they don't like. Because we had a bird. His name is Sammy. He's the most annoying fucking bird ever, dog. My dad taught it to say so much shit, and it would whistle the Andy Griffith theme song all day. Dude, unprovoked. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, fucker? Like, seriously, dude. Like, cussing all fucking day. And one day, my dad forgot he was on his shoulder and went out back to, like, adjust something or trim his fucking bonsai tree or some shit. I don't know. But forgot he was on his shoulder and he flew away. I was so fucking happy, dude. My dad was devastated. And I helped look for him for, like, 2 days, dog. Like, legit dedicated my time looking for it, but I was deeply happy. I was like, oh my God, never again. I think everybody was a little happy other than my dad. He was fucking crushed, dude. But birds know. Birds know when you're being a fucking asshole to them, and they'll remember that. Birds are smart. Cats will do that too, but dogs, no. And it's not a stupidity thing, I don't think, with dogs. It's just, they're, oh my God, dogs, you're so awesome, dude.
Look at him.
I would literally kill.
Shout out to Beesh.
I would kill anybody that fucked with him, dude. Anyone.
Yeah.
I'm talking children. Yep.
Mm.
If they were like going to stab Bishop in the throat and I had a choice to like kick the kid and kill it or say that kid be a dead ass kid.
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry. That's who I am, man. Therapy can only help so much. We had a great episode about therapy last episode, and now I'm talking about kicking kids' heads so hard they die to protect my dog.
Go in.
Woo! Shout out to Zoloft. I did a show for ASU last night, dude. And it went as awkward as I thought it was going to go. Everybody was like, no, dude, ASU's got a diverse age group. People go there all the time. I'm like, oh, you do make a good point, right? And like one of these girls, like I asked my Facebook friends, like, hey, I'm gonna go perform for these ASU students. Like, I don't know, what should I talk about? And this girl was like, you should talk about the STD statistics and how like crazy they are. Like they had like a case of gonorrhea that went around 2012 that was killing people. I was like, whoa, it's fucking crazy. So I get there, dude. Dude, I would fucking do a backflip if there was anyone over 21 there at the show. And I did okay. I got laughs and stuff. Like, you know, I didn't bomb by any means, but I was just like, these kids are so politically correct, for one. Very not okay with stuff about race. Even if it's light comedy like mine, it's just like not racist, it's racial. Like, I do a joke about black guys over 40 being the only people on earth that use Bluetooth headsets to communicate. You know what I mean? And like, no white people laugh at that. But, like, anytime I tell that joke and, like, there's black dudes in the crowd, they fucking crack up because they know that shit's true. But this was just a sea, a literal sea of young, blonde, white kids. And it was just so awkward for me, dog, because I feel so detached from them already.
Right.
You know?
Damn.
I told a couple of, like, funny jokes. Like, it was fine, but it was very strange. Very strange. I'm not sure how I got on that subject, to be completely honest, but yeah, that happened. Dude, I'm pretty lit. What the fuck were we even talking about before?
Bro, no, we were going on about
birds and cats knowing.
Yeah, cats
animals.
Knowing about stuff. We were talking about my cats. We kind of talked about a lot of different things now.
It's Modelo time, bro.
It's Modelo time, fool.
Fuck yeah, fool.
Hey, yo.
Hey, cheers, Wade.
Cheers, Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the... Shout out to the Pisces outside.
Dude, straight up.
Dude, they don't have a party, hey, bro.
Okay, look it. I hate saying this because people who might not know me might feel like I'm trying to be this guy. But, dude, that shit that's going on outside right now makes me feel so comfortable, bro. It makes me feel so, like, dude, I grew up with so predominantly Hispanic friends and families and girlfriends' families. And, like, dude, I love that shit, bro. Like, people barbecuing on the fucking front lawn and having a fucking blow-up thing. And they have a hot dog stand they bring out on the weekends sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful. I lived in Tolleson, nothing but Mexican people. And I was like one of three white people in my whole complex. And every fucking goddamn weekend, dude, there'd be people outside grilling and blasting fucking mariachi or what, anything, cumbia, whole bunch of crazy ass shit, dude. And it just like, it's nice. It really is nice. It's culture, bro. And like, white people don't fucking have culture, man. So like, I don't absorb it and, you know, I don't reciprocate, but like, right. I enjoy that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I really did grow up in my middle school that I went to was in Avondale. And again, like, I was a legit minority in my middle school, like one of a handful of white kids. And I didn't care or anything, but all my friends are Mexican and black dudes. And I just loved everything. And Asian family culture, dude, is so tight. It's so cool. So minimalistic. Their house always smells like rice, dude. And it's so fucking cool. I've got hella Filipino cousins, dude. And like, it just, it, I don't know, man. I don't know. The culture's just, I love it. And I'm embarrassed to love it in 2018 because there's just a whole sea of people that you fucking culture vulture, dude. Yeah, go get your own fucking culture. Like, I don't have one.
Right.
And I'm not looking to attach
that's the
to one.
Shit ever.
Yeah, I'm not looking to that's attach myself. I'm not a fucking paisa, but the people next door are. And well, those mean, people are cool
white
as
people
fuck,
have their,
dude.
White people have their own type of culture. I shouldn't say that, but it's
they
like.
Don't.
It's,
no,
it's
they don't.
It's, I mean, it's just different. You're all. Everybody's different from each other. It doesn't mean, you know.
No.
Yeah, it you know, it doesn't mean anything really like.
No, but it doesn't I'm not please do not take this as like a fucking a victim role. But no, dude, maybe you think that way because you have culture and your parents being like spotless and clean are they like is it a traditional Hispanic? Your mom,
for the most
mom,
part, yeah. My dad was kind of like more raised in America, so it's okay. Like yeah, my mom's more Mexican, so I kind of like intertwined.
So when you got sick, did they crack the egg and shit? And put it on top of the refrigerator? No, nothing. Okay. So,
but
like,
my mom used to bust out the Vicks and say a prayer, rub my chest,
there you
like
go,
put it on my feet. And I was like, you know, put it on my nose and just like make sure and like just say some shit. Yep. And shit was, you know.
And it, dude, and no matter what, it fucking worked, huh? Do you know what my grandma did for me
Vicks
when I was sick,
you
bro?
When
you want to hear
feeling stuffy?
Do you want to hear what culture I sponged?
What?
My grandma lived in a trailer in like the shittiest part of Glendale ever. And I didn't know anything about it when I was like young and shit, right? Like I was fucking maybe 7, okay? When I'd get sick, like legitimately sick, she's like, oh, I'll make you medicine. It's like, thank you. And she was like half Native American. Like she wasn't totally white, but she's fucking white, man, for sure. She would heat up water and put medicine in it, and it was just fucking sugar, and she'd stir it up and give me hot sugar water. Nothing to actually maybe make me feel better, like Vicks in a prayer. Just fucking warm sugar water, dude. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like little things like that are cool. Like even though like I'm not religious and stuff, my mom, you know, we did little things. I mean, whatever, but it's not culture. It's just not, man. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really want to dig deep for culture, that shit's just been racism and resisting change. Majority of the time has been the white culture, bro. And I'm white, you know, but why not acknowledge the problems in the majority of people I'm talking about?
Like,
I'm not saying all white people. That'd be stupid of me to say.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Right.
I don't got to fucking be that specific.
Yeah.
But I love it, man. I fucking love the way, like, dude, all of my friends that were black when I was growing up had so much fucking respect for their moms, dude. And like, my mom is white as fuck and taught me the same exact thing. My dad taught me the same exact thing. Like, you treat whoever the fuck, however the fuck you want, but like, you never fucking treat your mother with disrespect. The first time I ever made my mom cry by saying something, I was like 14, dude. And I told her she was being stupid and she cried. Like, that's how good I treat my mother. And I didn't absorb that culture, right? But it is a fuck, dude. How many fucking white kids are on Jerry Springer, bro? Calling their mom a fucking cunt and a bitch, smacking them. Like, white kids, dude. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But like, it seems like respecting your mom is like a part of that culture, no matter how, which way you put it, dude. Mm-hmm. That's not a part of white anything. It's just like very individual cases. You right. know what I mean? And so that's what I mean when I just love it. There's like very clear boundaries and rules in like the majority of that traditional culture. And like, our generation is going to fuck it up along the way. Like, you know, it'll lose its values eventually. There's a lot of people in our generation now that don't really value culture, you know? And that's fine, I guess. Because I mean, I don't have it. I'm not going to lose anything, but I love it, man. I want to go over there and fucking... I bought a hot dog from them a few weeks ago when they were out there with their kids and shit. I was like, give them $2. I was like, hey, man, thank you. Fuck, that dude next door does not speak English at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, $2. And he just gave me a hot dog, gave him a high five and shit. Came back over here, watched fucking... Well, I was still watching Shameless catching up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, man.
Love that show.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it was pretty cool.
Oh, Aaron, if you're just going to like, if you're going to allow yourself to binge on a show anytime soon or let yourself get into something.
Fuck, if I could find the time.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
Yeah. And if you, you know, take like an hour a night or an hour every fucking week or something and you want to put some time aside, I think you should invest in that show, man. It is phenomenal, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's very relatable. I mean, my family was pretty fucking crazy, dude. Growing up, like, my dad's side of the family was just out of control, Aaron. And so, like, Shameless, as crazy as it'll sound when you start watching it, kind of relatable. Not relatable in a sense where, like, you know, I didn't have, like, a fucked up dad who just, like, did everything but helped the family. Like, my dad was fucking tight. But all the craziness that happens in that show, it's like, oh, my God, dude. Like, either I've experienced that, or one of my cousins have experienced that, or my aunt's done that, or whatever, you know? That's what makes things awesome when they're relatable, dude. That's what makes comedy funny. That's what makes you cry at a movie. Whatever you can relate to, bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's quite the rant. I'm so sorry, dude.
No, dude, you go in.
I had to let everyone know that I love culture, and white people don't have it. And that, if you want to argue it,
yeah, I mean, like, come I just feel me. Like I feel like it's just different, like the it way is. You guys, it's your own, like, it, I mean, because it is like, I mean, it is like a privileged kind of thing, I feel sometimes, but at the same time, like, I've seen some people like struggle, like, dude, yeah. Everybody's just different, yep. bro. Like, everybody yep. has such a different situation that they're born into,
and it does come with a lot of expectations with the cultural values. If you mm-hmm. hold them to a high standard, that's an expectation.
Like, people disrespecting their mama is crazy. People like not respecting themselves enough to like take care of the things that they need to take care of. Like,
yep.
it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's not very cultural.
Yeah,
I mean, treating your mother with respect, bro. I feel like. Is pretty deeply embedded in culture in every aspect.
There's some people there's some mothers that I've seen that are just disrespectful to their kids.
Right,
like,
man.
Just ridiculous shit. Like, women that have put, like, their kids at stake, like, lives at stake.
Like, in
just
danger.
Stupid. Just dumb.
Like, yep. Yep. I mean, everyone, I don't want to sound like I'm talking shit on white people. I mean, dude, I joke a lot about white people, and just because it's easy. It's the easiest to joke about because there's so much, like, funny, wrong, dumb, whatever you want to call it, shit that involves white people, majorly white people. Yeah.
Fun. They're just people. Like, I hate right. putting colors on it, but there's just a lot of shitty people in this world. Like, they're just in different shades. Like, you know, everyone's doing a lot of fucked up shit, but, you know, I'm not going to say, like, you know, there's doing a lot more, but, like, it's just at the same time, like, fuck it, like, just have to understand that people are fucked up in this place. Like, you just got to do what you got to do. Yeah, and, man. Like, you know, whether it's personal, something that's, like, terrible or, like, emotional, like, just fuck it. Like, just keep moving, man.
Yeah, you guys
just gotta keep moving.
Just keep progressing, man. And that's what, you know, I had a pretty hard time moving forward. First, like, I'd say about 8 months of the year was pretty weird. Like, it was one of the, I went from being so positive and progressive and productive to just like, hold up, we're gonna fucking kick it in this little depressive zone real quick for a little while. Hung out there for a little while, got that shit taken care of. I'm back on it now, man. Trying to do cool stuff. Cool things are happening. Yeah, cool things are happening to me, man.
Shout out to Zoloff.
Shout out, yeah, Zoloff boys in the house. I did that joke last night. I was like, on antidepressants, and I got like huge.
Yeah, that was
killing
it. All
those college kids, bro, are on antidepressants, bro. And I was like, yeah, Zoloff boys.
Damn, so hit the depressing jokes for the college.
Those are smacking. Yeah.
I bet. So yeah. Write that in the notes.
Right. Take a note, bro. College kids relate heavily to depressing shit. And I was like, Zoloff.
You just got to read the crowd next time. Be like, all right, bet. No, I can't do these jokes.
Dude, it's funny you say that, man, because that's exactly what happened last night. There's a few things that didn't get laughs that usually do. But again, they were racial. Again, the black people black dudes over 40 with a Bluetooth. I say white people over 40, closet racists. And I say like Mexican people are the only dudes or people who call in to radio stations to make dedications. Like, you've heard that one. Mm-hmm. And they just weren't getting it. Too white. They didn't know who Art LeBeau was.
They've never heard anything on the radio.
Dude, not oldie station, not dedications, dude. And it fell completely flat.
That's actually funny as fuck.
Yeah, so after the set, me and my homie that came with me were like, yeah, dude. Like,
you need to crack that joke at the next show. Like,
yeah,
y'all never heard of any of this stuff. Do you realize how detached you are from the...
No, I did. And then, dude, I feel like that alienated myself even more. I was like, I feel irrelevant as fuck. I was like, you guys don't even know who Art LeBeau is. And they're just like... looking at each other. I'm like, oh fuck. And so after the show, I got really analytical with it.
Right.
And I already last night before I went to bed, I knew what not to say next time and what to say differently next time, what jokes I'm gonna say next time in that kind of crowd.
Right.
And so that was a good experience. Like, I didn't bomb, but I didn't, like, not every joke landed.
Right.
And I took that and analyzed it, and I was like, why wouldn't they have worked? And the general consensus is their age, and they're all white. And there's like one my homie Avery, he's like a funny ass comedian, dude. He's 17 years old and he fucking kills it, dog. It's so weird. But he pointed out, like, there's only one like mixed girl in the crowd. He's like, what's up, mulatto baby? He's like, is that politically correct? Like, checking. And they were laughing at that because they're all so politically correct, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were not laughing
so
at shit.
So he addressed it immediately.
Immediately.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It was smart of him, but he's been doing stand-up for a minute. He's been doing stand-up for like 3 years. And he's 17.
He's 17.
What? And he fucking kills
Watch
it,
this
dog.
This will be the Arizona legend.
Oh, he's... Dude, everybody knows who he is already. Everybody in Arizona in
this
little scene.
Manifest this shit right now on the podcast. Yeah. We said it first.
Well, no, he's going to come on the podcast. I mean, I asked him. He was like, yeah, dude, fuck yeah. He's funny, man. He'd be a great guest. But yeah, so he went after me last night, and it was just hilarious.
Watch. You tell him the next podcast.
No, he'll listen. I'll make him listen. But yo, bitch, we shouted you on this podcast. You better fucking listen and share it. But, man... Dude, this is an hour and 3 minutes already.
Is it?
That's crazy. I always say this. I always lose track of time, dude. Like, I look down and I'm like, oh shit, 45 minutes, an hour.
What do you want to call it, man? Up to you.
Yeah, dude. I just don't want to have to fucking break this down too much, man.
So
what's the next move with Lion Lens, though, dude? When's your next shoot? You've been releasing fire.
I've been trying to work hard
photo sets
on some of these video stuff.
Oh, video editing now?
Yeah, video
editing.
Oh, yeah. It's been tough, honestly. It's a different change of pace, but like, I'm trying to get better with it.
Dude, so. All you got to do is just keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I have very minimal experience video editing. Like, I know how to like put shit together, a little bit of like color correction, but past that, I'm like, this is too hard. Honestly, it's so hard to make something look really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
I respect the people that are doing it.
Bro, shout out to Dylan too.
Yeah. Sammy Black, fucking
yeah.
Core Capital's got some.
Yeah.
Got some
Camera
good
Lord.
Skirt.
I mean, that's the core right there, bro.
I'm
Steve.
I'm losing this. Steve. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Steve Shulak.
Dude, Steve, hold up. Before we stop, before we stop this podcast, let me go in right now.
Yeah, yeah, go in.
Because Steve is crazy out here. He literally is shooting so much videos and like trying to level up his like level up the stuff that he's doing. Like,
it seems like every day he's posting like, on a new set.
Just somebody almost that needs a cameraman. Like, yeah, he's there and yep, he can just do the shots with his fucking cyborg suit. And he just suits up to the back of a car.
And it looks like he's gonna fucking like take off on that thing.
Yeah, him and Chase in that car. That shit was crazy. That shit was cool. Yeah. That was really tight. And Chad. No.
I don't think I know Chad.
Damn. I can't remember his fucking name right now.
Chad. What up, Chad?
Damn, this is what happens, you know, smoke weed.
Hey, you already know, man.
I wanna he's tight though. He
knows who we're talking about. If he's listening somehow, some way, he knows
what the fuck's up. He knows. Garen, fuck.
Garen there you
Chadwick.
Go.
My fucking
Garen Chadwick.
Yeah, Garen Chadwick.
That's a famous name.
That dude goes in, man. He's
that's
tight.
A famous ass name.
Yeah.
Garen.
Yeah, check out his graffiti mansion shit. That shit's cool. Yes.
My name is Garen Chadwick. Would you like some red wine, sir?
Hello, Garen Chadwick.
Only with a British accent, though, or something like that. That's the only way it sounds good.
Total opposite. Total.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, dude, no one in Arizona sounds like that.
Nah.
I mean, well, my friend Lauren. Oh, you met Lauren.
I can see him being that, though. I wonder if he dressed up for Halloween. He could have been a British dude easily. Yeah, just put on some glasses.
Yeah, and he could have used his real name, too, and impressed somebody. So shout out to Garen Chadwick. Shout out to Steve. Shout out to AZ Way Too Active hashtag. Shout out to Trumanati, everybody that we've talked about on this podcast, man. Soul. You guys are just fucking killing it.
Guild.
Guyver, you. Goddamn, man. I'm telling you. So, of course, we're going to drop the fucking links below where you can find this man. But I'm going to give him a couple minutes here to plug his shit. Let everybody know what he's got coming up. The floor is yours, my dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to release some more videos here in the future. I'm working on some more photo shoots sometime soon.
Can they DM you?
Yeah, hit me in the DMs.
And pay this man. Don't fucking inbox him with some fucking free shit. Let him know you're serious. His fucking skills are serious. So,
bro,
don't disrespect this man.
Don't offer me followers. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Just don't do it.
Can they offer you product? Are you down to barter?
Depends.
Okay. All right. Depends. So he's open to I respect that. That's all you need to say. If I can't benefit off someone what someone has, not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't either. Okay. So this man is DMs, dude. I assume you'd like to get more like video work going, like more projects and stuff, right? You said you're working on that?
Yeah, I'm working on some photo shoots right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Lion Lens. Fucking Facebook page, the Instagram, it's fucking popping. No Twitter, right?
Lionlens _ I got a Twitter on there.
Okay, Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm just not on Twitter very much anymore.
Me neither. I'm on Twitter. I'm like actually like looking up some news stuff a lot on it lately. Like I mainly like just like some bullshit that people are posting like all the time. Because sometimes it's like funny as fuck, or sometimes it's like fucking Chris Franco like posting like a funny post,
right?
Dumb shit. Like,
yeah, I fucking.
It ends up being how Facebook is eventually.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much just recycled goods. I mean, Instagram and Facebook kind of stay separate. I do kind of post both, but I have a lot of friends on Facebook that I don't have on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That because like I mean, not that I don't want to, but
I kind of starting to get get bored of Facebook after a while.
Yeah, Facebook is just a very good way to, honestly, it's a very good platform for videos and music now, oddly enough. This goes on Facebook. My little comedy set thing goes on Facebook, and it gets, like, nice circulation. It's cool. It's good exposure. As to Instagram, it's a very intimate group. Like, no one can share your Instagram on their feed necessarily as easily or, like, if you'd even want to.
Mm-hmm.
You're only there to see what your friends are fucking with. I mean, I know there's people out there that follow, like, thousands of people. That's exhausting. Like, the people I follow, for the most part, I have a genuine interest in, or I know them in real life. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to support something that's cool or, like, we met before. But, yeah, dude.
You ready to go to the bar?
Yeah, man. We're going to go. Ooh. We're going to go to the super secret bar. Aaron, I'm telling you right now, man. I told this guy, this bartender, that I wasn't going to take anybody else here, bro. New. But your quality. And if you're listening to this podcast, don't even fucking ask me about where we're about to go. Because this shit is so secret, dude. There's like 7 people total that show up per night because those are the people who are allowed to show up per night. I'm not trying to brag here, but I'm bragging. This is the one place where I feel exclusive as fuck. And this guy is the coolest person ever. And you're about to meet the mythical Nick, dude.
Hey.
I think he's been brought up on this podcast once before.
The legendary mythical Nick.
Dude, he'll change the way you want to drink, bro. Like, I swear to you. You want absinthe and champagne? He's got you.
Okay. All right.
It's legit. Lavender gin, bitch?
Lavender gin.
Some fancy lavender gin, dude. He knows. He got that gin for me. I was like, I need it. He's like, I will order it. Like, thank you. And now I go there, I get one drink, because that's all anyone ever needs there. If you get 2 drinks there, you're fucking sauced, dude. Genuinely. Don't get 2 drinks there. Especially after a beer. Don't do it. But you'll find out. Anyways, again, Aaron, Lion Lens, Daddy, whatever you want to call him, man.
Hey.
Thank you for coming through, dude. We're about to fucking hit up this super secret bar, and you guys can feel jealous, or you can feel annoyed that I'm trying to feel exclusive, but I am. There's not a lot of things in life I can feel cool about, but this is one of them, so fuck you.
Thank you for having me, man.
Dude, of course. This is great. This is, like, the easiest hour-long conversation I've had. It's just, like, this podcast, man, it's a wonderful thing. I love it. Is it weird that I love listening to them? I listen to, like, every episode I've had at least twice.
It's, like, the same thing with, like, me editing, like, photos and video. Like, it's just, I'm just reliving the moment again. But, like, at the same time, you're, like, enjoying, like, the process of editing it and stuff like that. That's why, I take more time on, like, trying to edit what I edit.
Right.
Because I want it to be good. I don't want it to look like shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to make something you can feel proud of. Or at least you want to make something you can not hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, feeling genuinely proud of something you've created is hard to do.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
As most people will know, but...
Yeah. I work so much now, like, fucking...
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to 101.1, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, no, yeah, 101.1. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And my AV job. Shout out to my AV job. That shit gets me... paid.
That's what's up, man.
So paid.
Okay, shout out.
Ooh, I love that job.
All right, so this is Sad Boy Shinobi signing off. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 12 with Aaron Trujillo of Lion Lens. If you love me more than you thought you did, feel free to subscribe to the podcast for the low cost of 99 cents a month. It helps me so much. You have no idea. I'm going to go to bed now. And I think you should too, my little sleepies.